ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Yehuda Schoenfeld. Maseches Menachos is dedicated to Le'ilui Nishmas Rabbi Chil Michel ben Rabbi Sorel Yehuda Karfunkel.
Menachos Daf Gimel. We're going to start from the Gemara on the bottom of Daf Beis Amud Beis, where the Gemara just finished saying that Reb Shimon's Darish Taima Dekra, that Machshava Deloy Minkara Pasul Rachmana, Machshava De Minkara Loy Pasul Rachmana. Machshava that it's Nikra, that it's Sheker, Loy Pasul Rachmana. So the Gemara asks, Elo Me'ato, Oy Laso Oif, Shemolko Lemailo, Mishum Chata So Oif, Tirtso, Maisel Mechichen Olaud, Oy Laso Oifi, Dichata So Oifi, Lemata Va'ovile. If you do a Malika on Oy Laso Oif Lemailo, which is Kedin, but you have a mind for Chatos, so it should be Nikra that it's Oilo. Because if it's a Chatos, you would have done it Lemato. And for the Gemara, Otu Chatos Oif Lemailo Milesa, Chatos, you could also do Lemailo. Ha'omer ma'am, Malika, Mechomakoim, Bemizbeach, Shero. So Chatos you could do anywhere. So it's not Muchach. And then when you're doing the same Chatos, it's not Muchach that you're saying Sheker, because it's possible that it's a Chatos, and you're doing a Chatos Lemailo. Now Tosfos over here explains the Havamina of the Gemara. That even in the Havamina, we knew that a Chatos Ha'oif could be done Lemailo. The Gemara just thought that since Tosfos says, Ein derech lasos Lemailo, Shelo yipol hadam la'oretz koidem sheyovei lemato lemitzvah. Since the matan domim, the hazah of the chatos oif has to be lemato, so the derech is you do the malikos lemato also, so you shouldn't lose the dam. So since the derech is to do a lemato, that should also be a machshava de minkara, because you're saying l'shem chatos, and a chatos is not the derech to do lemailo. K'mashem lo in the Gemara, ne'raf al pikein, since me'ikra adin, ha'omer mar, Komakoyim b'mizbeach is kosher. So memela, that's not considered machshava de minkara because it's possible it's chatas oif. Now this svara that Tosfos mentions that ain't derech lasos lemailo shelo yipol adam la'oretz. This brings us into machlekes rishonim because that the Gemara says that malika b'chomakoyim b'mizbeach kshero. So the Gemara uses the lashon of mizbeach. That's mashma that there's a din that you need to do malika on chatas oif on the mizbeach. Now the Ravid, in the beginning of Masechtas Kinim, he explains that this din that you have to do Malika Chatas Oif on the Mizbeach is a din midrabanan. And he uses the same svar as Tosfos. He says, Shalei spazer dam ha-nefesh. Therefore, we don't want you to lose the dam, so we want you to do it on the Mizbeach next to the place where you're going to do the Zrika, the Hazah. But it's only a din midrabanan. It doesn't say anywhere in the Torah a din where to do the Malika. Why Oilas Oif? There's a drasha the Gemara learns out in Zvachim Daf Samachay, a drasha that has to be done on the Mizbeach Lemailo. Samach Lemakim Akhtara. Chatas Oif, Min HaTorah, there's no din. But Midrabanan, there is a din to do it Al Kopanim on the Mizbeach. Shalei Spazer Dam HaNefesh. So this is similar to what Tosfos is saying, that because of this Svara, there's a Derech Lasis in the right Makim, Mamish Lemato. The Ravid saying that Midrabanan, there's a Chiyav to do it on the Mizbeach. Our Gemara was saying that if you do that the derech is to do a lemato, because even though there's no mechiv to do it, even midrabanan you're not mechiv to do it lemato, but al kaponim, that's the derech shloi yipol dam laoretz, like Tosfos says. So this is the shita of the Ravid in the beginning of Kinim. Now the Rizal, which is the Baal Ma'ar, over there in his Pirish in the beginning of Kinim, he brings the Ravid and he argues on him and he says there is no din bechlal to do on the Mizbeach by Chatas Oif. And that the Lashon of the Gemara is Malika b'chomakim b'mizbeach shera, which is mashma, it's a din in the Mizbeach. Zakta Rizal, what the Gemara means to say, l'rabusa nakat. The Gemara means to say that even on the Mizbeach is kosher. Loimi boy, if you do the Hazah anywhere in the Hazara, it's kosher. But even on the Mizbeach, we're on the Mizbeach, Al Kopanim Lemailo is the Mokrim of an Oilo. So you would think you're doing the Chatos in the Mokrim of an Oilo. And it's like doing a Maisa Oilo on a Chatos, which that passels, like the Sugyos are Mavor and Zvachim, that a Maisa Oilo on a Chatos passels. So what the Gemara means to say is that even on the Mizbeach, Kol Mokrim be Mizbeach, Kshera means even on the Mizbeach, even Lemailo on the Mizbeach, even where it's a Mokrim of Oilo, that's also kosher. But Zokta, a result that there is no din, bechlal, even midrabanan, to do the malika of chatas oif, lemato. He doesn't have this svara of shalei spazer dam ha-nefesh, he holds it's not a chiyav bechlal, even midrabanan. It could be he agrees to Tosfos, like Tosfos says, that ain't derech lasos lemailo shalei yipol adam la'aretz, but al kaponim, there's no chiyav midrabanan to do the Malika in Azat Oifen. That's the Derech, but there's no Chiyav Midrabanan. So we have a Machlekes, the Ravid and the Rizal, if there's a Chiyav to do it on the Mizbeach. The Ravid holds there's a Chiyav to do Malika on the Mizbeach, and the Balmar holds there is no Chiyav to do it on the Mizbeach. But even the Ravid is only a Chiyav Midrabanan. The Rambam in Perek Zayin from Hilchos Meiser Kabanos Halacha Tes, he brings the Lashon of the Gemara, that Malika b'chol makim b'mizbeach shira. He brings the Lashon Mizbeach, which is mashma, that there is a dimizbeach, like the Shitas Arayvit. But if you look over there in the Kiryat Sefer, he brings them a kar for the Rambam, and he makes a drasha, deraisa, that even with deraisa, it has to be done on the Mizbeach. Because he brings the pasuk that says, v'hikriv es asher l'chatos rishoino, umalak. First the pasuk says, v'hikriv es asher l'chatos rishoino, and then it says, umalak. And he teaches what it means. V'hikriv means you bring it to the mizbeach, and then umalak. Just like by Oila, it's a similar pasuk that there also it says a lashon of v'hikrivu, and then it says umalak. So there also it means v'hikrivu to the mizbeach, umalak, and you do malika. So this is the makar that is a din mitiraisa to do malika on the mizbeach. So this is also like the shita's arrived, you have to do it on the mizbeach, but he holds it even the raisa, and he brings the drasha. Now the Brisker Rav also, he's medayik the lashon of the Rambam also that it's a chiyuv on the mizbeach mitiraisa. In other words, it's not mashma like the Ravid that it's only a gzer d'abana and shalei spazer dam and nefesh. The Rambam's saying with the bakim amlika, it's mashma that's the din mitiraisa. The Brisker Rav brings a different drasha for the makar that is a din mitiraisa ayin sham. But al kaponim, he also goes with the same understanding as the Kiryat Sefer that the Shita as Rambam is that the Malika has to be done on the Mizbeach Midiraisa. So these are the three Shitas, like Abi, this Nidan, where the Malika of Chatas Oif has to be. The Ravid and the Rambam both hold it has to be done on the Mizbeach. The Ravid, Midrabanon, Shli Spazadam and Nefesh. The Rambam is Mashmots, the Raisa, like we brought a Drasha from the Kiryat Sefer, or another Drasha from the Biskarov. And then the Rizal, in the beginning of Kinim, he holds there is no Din Bechlal to be done on the Mizbeach. And the Gemara goes weiter, and the Gemara asks, a new kasha. Oila sa'oif, shemitza domo lemailo, l'shem chata sa'oif, terzo. We do oila sa'oif, we do mitzah, like that's an avoida of oila sa'oif, but you do it lemailo, l'shem chata sa'oif. So my sa'am echichin, oila sa'oif, I chata sa'oif, lemata have aviloi, and azoi have aviloi. There's two shinuyim between oila and the chatos, l'gabi the zriko. By oila the maisel the mailo, by chatos the maisel or the mato, and by oila you do mitzoy. By chatos you do hazah, and only afterwards you do mitzoy. So the chayra should be muchach that it's oila. This is the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara answers: Amri dilma mitzoy the basa hazahi. Maybe it's really a chatos, and it's the mitzoy that's the achar hazah. The Amar Mar mitzah dama b'chol makrim b'mizbeach sheira. So really, it could be you did hazah. And now the mitzvah you're doing is because the chatas oif also needs mitzvah after that zah, and this is the mitzvah, and amar ma mitzvah l'dama b'chol makom b'mizbeach sheira, so even if it's l'mailo, it's kosher. Now, derech agav, Rashi over here says, what exactly is the avodah of mitzvah? Rashi says, mitzvah is seichet bein etzba'oisav, v'nitzvah kadam hoylich l'meirachik. Rashi teaches what mitzvah is, you squeeze it with your fingers, and the dam comes spritching out. You're squeezing the oif, and the dam comes spritching out. The Rishash over here, his ma'ayr, the Rashi in Zvachim and Daf Samach Dalet on the base, over there he teaches mitzoy that you're doichek the oif, umakifoy v'doichvoy legabi ha-mizbeach. Now you squeeze it against the mizbeach. Here he's saying you squeeze it with your fingers, between your fingers. In Zvachim he says you squeeze the oif against the mizbeach. Ayin, in the Tiras HaKodesh, he also asks the Shailah, and he offers Teres to the Shail Ayin Sham, but maybe we could say that Enechanami. Either way, is a kiyum of mitzoy. Mitzoy doesn't have an exact oif and how to do it. As long as the dam was squeezed out of the oif in any way it was, hazah means you have to like throw it with koyach. Rashi says malu moir b'koyach. Mitzoy just means that it was squeezed out, not with your koyach, either between your fingers or against the mizbeach. Al kopanim. So the Gemara says over here that this mitzoy could be the mitzoy of a chatas oif, and it was the mitzoy the basar hazah, and therefore it's a kosher mitzoy. The Amar Mar mitzoy dama b'chol makrim b'mizbeach kshera. So if you look in Rabbeinu Gashem over here on the side of the Gemara, Rabbeinu Gashem says that kihechi deloim akvi kapara, just like mitzoy is nam akiv kapara, hachenami ki isnu, when you do it Ksherin b'chomakim b'mizbeach. Since it's not ma'akiv, the avoida mitzvah, so therefore, ki isnu ksherin b'chomakim b'mizbeach, which is mashma, that even if you do it in the wrong place, you did the mitzvah l'maylo, since the avoida is not ma'akiv, so when you do it in the wrong place, it's a kiyam of the mitzvah. You're a makayim the avoida's mitzvah. Since this avoida is not ma'akiv, there's a kiyam even when it's in the wrong place. And this is also mashmois of Rashi and Zvachem and Daf Samach Dalid. Rashi says that since it's not ma'akiv, the avoida mitzvah, lav avoida hi lipasol b'shinoi. It's not an avoida that could come pasol in shinoi, with the shinoi, because an avoida that's not ma'akiv is not as chomer that a shinoi in the avoida is going to pasol it. So then mavor that it's a kiyam of the mitzvah, even though it was the ma'ilah, that's also a kiyam. Now Tosfos over here, it's not 100% clear how to learn Tosfos, but the Pashas says Tosfos, and this is also the way the Brisker Rava understands over here in the Stanzlach, is that Tosfos understands that what it means, mitzvah doma b'chol makom b'mizbeach k'shera, means the korban is kasher. Because since the din is, mitzvah is not ma'akiv, so therefore, if you do a lamaylo, it's kilo you didn't do it. And it's also kasher. It's, Tosfos Lashon is, the mitzvah le ma'akiv, afilo le mitzvah klal. Mitzvah is not ma'akiv, even if you don't do mitzvah. So l'chair is mashman that, so memela here, when you're doing it in the wrong place, it's le ma'akiv, even if you don't do that at all. So even if you do it in the wrong place, it's not worse. But it's not a kiyam of mitzvah b'chlal. The Chazanish, in Simon Yud Beis, Ois Beis, over there he wants to kvetch Tosfos, that Tosfos also learns that there is a kiyam of mitzvah in the wrong place, like we said over from Rabbeinu Gershon and Rashi and Zvachim. But I'll go upon him, the pashtus of Tosfos is l'chayra not mashman like this. Tosfos is mashman that there's no kiyam b'chlal. And if you look later on, over here in Menachos, in the Testament Aleph, the top Tosfos over there, with the shita over there that gives two terutzim on that Tosfos is kasha, l'chayra these two terutzim over there in the shita argue, the gabe this shiloh, if when you do mitzvah in the wrong place, is it a kiyam of mitzvah or not? Ayin sham. So I'll go upon him, we have a machlekes here, if when you do mitzvah in the wrong place, is it a kiyam of mitzvah or not? In Shirei Agamad from Rav David Salvechik, he brings down from his father the Brisker Rav that asks that if you understand like Tosfos that when you do mitzvah lemailo, it's not a kiyam of mitzvah bechlal, but afal pikein it's kasher, but it's not a kiyam of mitzvah at all. L'chayra shver, because the Gemara had asked that when you do a oilas oif lemailo l'shem chatas oif it should be ma'aseh ma'echichin. And the Gemara is answering that it's possible it's a chatos, because chatos also needs mitzoy. If this mitzoy is really nothing, it's not a kiyam mitzoy b'chlal, l'chayra it's weiter considered ma'aseh ma'echichin than it's a'ilo. Because if it's a'ilo, the mitzoy is the avoida that's supposed to be taking place. Avoidus mitzoy of the a'ilo. If it's a chatos, l'chayra, you're just throwing the dam to waste. The dam that you're being matzah lemailo has no kiyam of mitzvah bechlal. So l'chayr, we shouldn't say that it's a chatos, and it should be weiter myself mechichin than it's oilo. This is what the Brisker Rav asks on Sidus Shita Satoisvus and Yiblaib Shver. L'chayr is Daka Shver Akasha. Now let's go weiter to the next Gemara. The Gemara asks a bunch of kashas now. The Gemara starts off with the kasha. If you have kachay kachim shashachton b'tzafon, but suffer in the shame kachem kalim, it should be lirtzu, because ma'aseh mechichan aleim, the kachem kachem nino, the kachem kalim, bedorim av avidlu. So the Gemara answers that no, even if it's kachem kalim, you could do it but suffering, because the tanan, shchitazim chamakam azara, is kasher. But then the Gemara asks that if you take kachem kalim, which the din is you could shecht even in the dorim, and you shecht the bedorim l'shem kachem kachem, the Gemara asks, lirtzu ma'aseh mechichan aleim, the kachem kalim nino. The Gemara is saying, if you shech kachem kalim in the dorim l'shem kachem kachem, it should be ma'aseh mechichin that it's kachem kalim, because if it's kachem kachem, you would have to do it in the tzafin, and the dorim will be pasul. So here the Gemara answers a chiddush. The Gemara says, really, it's not muchach, because they'll say, ami kachem kachem ninu, u'ma'aver hu da'avar v'shachal hu bedorim. The svara that people will think that really it's kachem kachem, but you're being over the iser of shechting kachem kachem in the tzafin, and you're shechting a bedarim. Me'avru hu da'avar v'shachalu bedarim. So the Gemara says, if there's such a svara that me'avir ka'avar, and therefore it's not ma'aseh mechichin, So by machmas and macheshes also, we should say that really it's a macheshes. And this guy was ma'avnu d'ka'avar, and he brought it in a machmas. So why did Shimon say that by menachos it's ma'aseh ha'mechichin? And then the Gemara gets into a whole nidin over here, if your kaveya bepeh, if there's kfusa demana, which we'll admit to Shem get back to. But so far the Gemara mentions this svara of me'avrehu deka'avra twice. First of all, when yeshech kachim kalim, l'shem kachim kachim bedorim, there it could be me'avrehu deka'avra and they shechted the kachim kachim b'tzafayin. And then again over here by machvas, the Shema Cheshes, it's possible that really was a Macheshes, a Ma'abu Dukha'avar, and you brought it by Machvas. Then the Gemara continues later, and the Gemara asks more kashas on Reb Shimon. That Reb Shimon holds when it's Ma'aseh HaMechichin, then Machshava doesn't pass. So the Gemara asks, Oilo Shashacha L'Shem Chatos Tirta, the High Zachar behind the Keva. If you Shech the Oilo L'Shem Chatos, there also we should say Ma'aseh HaMechichin, because one is Zachar, one is a Keva, and the Gemara goes into Gan Tzarichos, Sir Nasi, and then the Gemara asks another kasha later and says, if you have a Pesach, Shashachdei L'Shem Asham Lirti, Tahai Ben Shana, Vahai Ben Shtayim. And then the Gemara asks another kasha later, that if you have an eagle and par, and you're Shachdei L'Shem Pesach, V'asham Lirtu, the eagle and par, but Pesach, V'asham Leko. So there's three kashas over here that the Gemara asks, from Oila and Chatos, that one's a Zach, one's in a Keva, from a Pesach, which comes Ben Shana, and Yeshachdei L'Shem Asham, which comes Ben Shtayim, and then from Egel Upar, Sheshachdei L'Shem Pesach, and Asham, and Egel and Par don't come as a Pesach and Asham. And the Gemara had asked one more Kasha before, that the Gemara asked from a Sawyer, Sheshachdei L'Shem Asham, that Lirzi, the Hait Semev, Vai Sawyer. But Al Kapanim, these last few kashos, the Gemara doesn't mention the Svaro Mi'avru Dekavar. Maybe it was really a Chatos, and the reason why it's a Zachar is because you were over, you brought a Zachar. Or maybe really it was a Asham, and you brought a Ben Shana, and you were over, and you brought a Ben Shana. Or by Sar and Asham, Sheshach L'Hashem Asham, even though it's supposed to be Ayil, you brought a Sar. Or Egel or Par, Sheshach L'Hashem Pesach, even though Pesach it's supposed to be a keves. You brought an eagle apart. Why am I here? Didn't the Gemara mention the svar of mi'avru dekavar, like it mentioned before by kachikachim and by machvas? So Tosfos over here on the Divrei Maskil Amar L'Shem Asham, he asked the kasha on one of the Gemara's kashas, on the Gemara's kasha of when you shecht of Pesach L'Shem Asham Gzelois or L'Shem Asham Ilois, which the Pesach is Ben Shana and Asham Ilois is Ben Shtayim. So Tosfos asks, why didn't the Gemara say that me'avu dekavar, like the Gemara said before? So Tosfos answers and he says, v'yishloimar derb shimon letamei, to'omar hosam, kol atzma eina kedosha. It's going to Reb Shimon l'shitasa, that Reb Shimon holds, kol atzma eina kedosha. If you bring the wrong age, when it's supposed to be ben shana, you bring a ben shtayim. But when it's supposed to be ben shtayim, you bring a ben shana, Tosfos, the Reb Shimon shita is that it's eina kedosha. So Mela, you don't say Me'avu Dekavar. In other words, what Tosfos means is that when if it's in the Kedosha, by being over, if you would do the wrong thing, it would be in the Kedosha, that nobody would do. If it's supposed to be a Ben Shana, and if you bring a Ben Shtayim, it's not Chalak Tusha, that people don't do. So there wouldn't be a Chshash Me'avu Dekavar. And Mela, it's Muchach, the Gemara is asking, it's Muchach, that it's really a Pesach, because it can't be that it's Me'avu Dekavar, because nobody would be over and bring the wrong age, because there is no Ketusha Chal. So Tosfos says this on one of the Kintos of the Gemara, and the Karnera says that this same Yisoid we could use throughout the whole Gemara. Because if you look in the Gemara in Temura, where Tosfos is coming from, over there in the Gemara is Mavur and Shitas of Shimon, but anything that's not Don Kiroi, it's not Chal the Ketusha. And therefore, we can answer all the Kashas. The Kashas on the bottom where the Gemara asks, Osoyer Shashachter L'Shem Asham, It's the wrong behemoth, you're supposed to bring an ayil. Over there also, the fear of Shimon, since it's the wrong animal, it won't be chal ketusha. So there is no tzad that this person was over, because a person is not going to be over if it's chal ketusha. If it's not chal ketusha. A person is not going to be mevud over if it's not chal ketusha b'chlal. and also by Egel and Pash, Shachton L'Shem Pesach, V'asham Lirtzu. There also, we can't say you are over, because if you bring an Egel and a Pash for Pesach, it's not Chal L'Tusha Bechlal. The Karnera Bleib Shver, that by the Gemara's first Kasha, by Zachar, by Oila Shachton L'Shem Chatos, the high Zachar by Nekeva, over there the Karnera asks, V'chayra, over there, even if you should ask Reb Shimon, it is Chal L'Ktusha, if you bring a Nekeva as an Oila, it is Chal L'Ktusha. So over there, L'Chayra, we should say, Ma'avu D'Kavar. And this is the Karnera Bleib Shver. If you look in the Gemara in Tmura, over there, you can really answer this kasha, because over there is Mavor, there's a Machlaikas Tanoim in Shitas Reb Shimon, what the din would be if you bring a Nekeva as an Oila. So if we assume that our Gemara over here is going like the Shita, that it would not be Kaddish, so then this kasha would not either be Shver. Over here also, you won't say Me'avu Udika Avar, because if you bring a Nekeva as an Oila, it's not Chal the Ketusha Bechlal. So this is how the Karnera says that the whole Sugya works out now. Anytime the Ketusha is not Chal, then we there's no time to say Me'avu Udika Avar. But however, the Karnera asks, and this is an earlier shtickle on the top of the Amid, he asks that L'Chayra, by Machvas L'Shem Acheshas, over there, the Gemara says that it's talking about a case where you said Zu Lahavi B'Machvas. And when you say Zu, you're Keveya that it's B'Machvas. And therefore, it's Maisa Mechichen. And the Gemara still asks the Kasha, why don't we say Me'avu Udika Avar, and it's really a Macheshas, and you put it into Machvas. The fact that Karanoiro, if you say Zu Lahavi B'Machvas, or Zu Lahavi B'Machashas, and you put it into the wrong Kli, over there, L'Chayra, it's not Chal L'Ktusha. It should be similar to the Gemara's B'Hemshech, which we were just Masber, there's no Tzad to say Me'avu D'Ka'ava, because it's not Chal L'Ktusha. L'Chayra, if you put a Machvas, that was Chal L'Kfiyas, or Zu B'Machvas, and you put it into a Kli, Machashas, L'Chayra, it's not Chal L'Ktusha's Machashas, because it was already hukva into this mincha that it's zu b'machvas. So the chayyim nachal the ketusha b'machashas. So how can the Gemara apply the svara of mi'avu d'ga'avar? This is the Karen Ora's kasha. The Karen Ora answers that the chayyim over here also we could apply the klal of mi'avu d'ga'avar, because the Gemara later in Menachos and Afkuf Beis Amid Beis is mavor that even when if you say zu lavi b'machvas, if you put it into machashas, it's not chal the ketusha likarev, but it is chal ketusha lipasol. There is a certain extent ketusha that is chal lipasol. It's chal b'psol, but there is a ketusha that's chal. So memelo, we could say me'avu d'ga'avar. It's not doima to the cases of b'hemshach of the Gemara where there's ena ketusha. There is no ketusha that's chal b'chlal. So this is how the Karnera is learning asugya, that any time ketusha is chal, even if it's chal b'psol, Ava Pikein, we can apply the din, the klal of Me'avu D'Kavar. It could be this person was being over and doing the wrong thing, even though it's Bipsol. But Al Kapanim, it's Kaddish, it would be Kaddish the wrong way, so maybe he's doing the wrong way. Masha'en Kein, if there is no Kedusha that's Chal, then over there we don't apply the din Me'avu D'Kavar. A person wouldn't be over to do something that wouldn't have any Chalois Kedusha B'Chlal. This is how the Karen Ora learned this ago. Now, in the Mishnas of Aaron, in Simon Beis, Ois Beis, he learns very similar to the Karen Ora, with a little different knetch. Over there, he says, it's not only that it has to be Chal Kedusha in order to say Mi'avu D'Ka'avar. He says that there's more. It has to have a Shema Voida to be considered Mi'avu D'Ka'avar. Only if, by you being over and doing the wrong avoida, it would still have a shame avoida, then it's possible to say mi'avu d'ka'avar that he's being over and doing that avoida, doing it wrong. But if by being over what you're doing is not an avoida b'chlal, then we don't say the klal of mi'avu d'ka'avar. And he explains by the case of kachet kachim that you shechted b'dorim, over there it's possible to say mi'avu d'ka'avar and you were being makir v'bedarim, because if you bring kachet kachim in the darim and you do a shechita b'darim, it has a shem avoida, because it's a sugya in the beginning of Me'ilah and Daf Beis and Mabeis. But the maskan over there is that if you do shechita as kachet kachim b'darim, the din is im alu lo yerdu. There's a
a chalois avoida that was chal, then now if you're over and makta the imurim, im alu layerdu. So there was, it has a shame avoida. If it has a shame avoida, then we say a person would be over to do this the wrong, and therefore it's not my sem mechichim because it's possible he brought a bedarim. And also by machvas, if you bring as a machashas, he also quotes the Gemara that the Karnera quoted from the Gemara later on the Afkuf Beis, that it's chal ketusha lipasol, and he says what that means is that it's chal ketusha and im alu layardu. So memelo the avoida is have a shem avoida because now im alu layardu. Mashein kein in the Gemara's kashas on the bottom of the Amid, all those kashas over there also, like the Karnera said, it's from Shimon Lishitasa that holds that the ketusha is nachal. If there's no ketusha that's chal over there, it doesn't have any teres avoida. So it comes out like this. If by me being over and doing it wrong, it would still be chal a karbon, and it would still be a karbon, even if it's bepsol, we would say, me'avru dekavar. And now it's not my seam mechichen anymore, because it could be me'avru dekavar. Rav Aaron, he's learning that it's not enough that it was chal a karbon if you do it the wrong way. It has to be that it also has a teres avoida. It has to be accomplishing something Lemashal to make that im alu layerdu, and only then would a person be over, and we could say me'avru dekavar. So they're very similar but different. Now this is nageya because Rashi and Tosfos both ask after the Gemara introduces this idea of me'avru dekavar, they ask that why don't we go back now to the Gemara on the beginning of the Amud, which asked that if you have a chata sa'if shehiza dama lemata l'shem oila sa'if, it should be tirtza de ma'aseh mechichen aleha de chatas oifi. De oilas oifi lemaila v'avilei umitza v'avilei. If you do a chatas oif lemato with hazah l'shem oilas oif, it should be ma'aseh mechichen. And because of this kasha, the Gemara says, en nechanami, and the Gemara said, elo l'fishein amin chodem l'zvachim kamar l'zvachim v'leil oifis, and en nechanami, if you do such a case, you do a chatas oif lemato l'shem oilas oif, it would be kasha because ma'aseh mechichen. Frak Rashi and Tosfos, that why is it ma'aseh mechichen? We should say me'avru dekaavar. Really, it's oilas oif, and you're doing it lamato with hazah because you're being over, and you're doing it mepsol. But we see the idea of me'avru dekaavar later in the Gemara. So why can't we say it over here also in this case? So Rashi gives one teretz that we don't say me'avru dekaavar when a person's doing two isurim, when you're doing two things wrong. Like over here, you're doing it and also you're doing hazah instead of mitzvah, then we don't say me'avru dekaavar. Tosfos says the einachanami, the Gemara was taka being chayzer. Now the Gemara means to be chayzer, and we could say me'avru dekaavar over there also. And if you do a chadas oif lamato, l'shem oilas oif, it would taka be pasul l'fir Reb Shimon because it's not ma'aseh mechichen because maybe me'avru dekaavar. And the Briskerov says that l'chayra there's a much more pasha to Teretz. L'chayra we can answer this kasha that if a person does a chatas ha'oif lemato with hazah l'shem oiles ha'oif, you can't say me'avru dekaavar because when he's doing hazah, that's not an avoida b'chlal by an oila. An oila doesn't have the avoida of hazah. By oila you're supposed to do mitzoy. So when this person is doing hazah with the dam, if it was be'emes an oila, that's not an avoida b'chlal. So you don't, Zaktach, for the Briskerov, you don't say me'arvu deka'avar in a case where the thing you're doing is not an avoid bechlal. This is l'chayra, like we said from the shame of Aaron, that the understanding is that whenever the person doing it wrong, it would still have a shame avoid, then we could say me'arvu deka'avar. Mash'en kein, if it wouldn't have a shame avoid bechlal, we don't say me'arvu deka'avar. So the Briskerov is saying, so we can answer the kasha of Rashi and Tosfos also, that when you're doing a chatas oif lemato with hazah, it can't be it's really an oila, because hazah on an oila is nothing. And doing lemato on an oila is nothing. It's not an avoida b'chlal. So if it's not an avoida, we don't say me'avru dekaavar. Lefi, the way we sit over from the Karen Oira, that it's all it's tully in, is if it was chal in it, the ketusha and a karban, if you do it wrong, l'chayra, you would be able to apply the din me'avru dekaavar, like Rashi and Tosfos taka ask, because over here also it's a carbon, it's a good kasher, it's a kasher carbon oila. You're just doing the avodas wrong, but afal pikin we could apply me'avru dekaavar. So this l'chayra would be one nafkamina in the understanding of the sugya. Chayra, another nafkamina would be another kasha the Briskarav asks. The Briskarav asks that the Gemara in a number of places says that if you shecht a shlamim, koidem psichas dalsois hahechel, psulim. If you shecht a shlamim before you open up the doors of the hechel, it's pasul. And Shitas Rashi in Zvachim on Daf Samach Aleph Amen Aleph is that this din is only said by a shlamim. All other kabanos that were shechted lifnei psichas dalsois hahechel are kosher. Only a shlamim is pasul. So, effective Biskarov, the Gemara should have asked over here that if you take a oila and you shecht it l'shem shlamim b'zman that the dalsois hahechol are ne'ulois, so it should be ma'aseh amechichin. Because if it's a shlamim, so shlamim sheshachtu koidem psichas hadalsois hahechol, it's pasul. So it must be it's an oila, because if it's a shlamim, it'll be pasul. So why didn't the Gemara ask that this should be Lefir Reb Shimon, a case of Maaseh Mechichin? So, L'chayra, this is also totally in the same Shaila, because to this Shaila also, we should answer, that we'll say, Me'avu Deka'avar. The person was over, and it was really a Shlamim, and he's shechting it, Ba'aveira, Bipsol, Koidem Psichas Da'atzes Ha'echol. So this L'chayra would also be Shaila, totally in the way we said from the Keren Oira, or the Mishnas of Aaron. Because Lafi, the Mishnas of Aaron, and we said the Briskarav also understood like this, that it has to have a shame avoida in order to say Me'avu Dekavar. So then this Kasha is the attack of the Kasha. We can apply here the klal of Me'avu Dekavar. Because if a person was taka over and he shechs a shlamim, koidem psichas da'asur zahechol, it's possible. It's not an avoida b'chlalim, olu yered, k'mavor in the Gemara, in the end of Zvachim, in olu yeredu. So it's not an avoid the bechlal. So we can't say me'avu dekavar. So the Briskarav is asking a good shayla. The Gemara should say lefi Reb Shimon, it should be considered ma'aseh mechichin. However, lefi the Keren Oira, that all it's talian is that it should be a carbon. It should be a good carbon in order to say me'avu dekavar. So l'chayra, over here also we would be able to say me'avu dekavar, even though it's a shlamim and it's pasul koydem psichas da'asus ahechol. But it was chal l'ktusha shlamim. So memela, it could be he was being over. So these two shailas of the Briskarav are l'chayra, both going with the understanding that we said over from the Mishnas of Aaron, that the only time you say me'avu dekavar is if it has a shame avoida, if it's accomplishing something, it has a shame avoida for something. But if it's not an avoida b'chal, we don't say it. From the Keren Oira, it's mashma, all you need to have in order to say me'avu dekavar is that it was chal kedusha and it's a good carbon. So this is l'chayra, what comes out of here in the sugya. Now, we mentioned the Gemara had asked from Machvas Lashem Macheshes that maybe it was really a Macheshes and you were Mevru the Ka'afar and you put it into Machvas. So the Gemara answers, Imkain, if it's Taka turned into a Machvas, it'll be a Kosher Machvas. The Gemara says, V'dilmo, you said Zulavi b'Machvas, and then if you put it into Machesh, then if you're Mevru the Ka'afar, then it doesn't turn into the new thing. If you said Zulavi b'Machashas and you put it into Machvas, it doesn't turn into Machvas. So there we should say Ma'avu d'ka'avar because it's Taka, not a Machvas. The Gemara answers, L'Rabbanon hachanami. But over here we're going to Shitas Reb Shimon, and Reb Shimon l'shitasoi, that Reb Shimon holds, Kfiusa demano, live klamo. And even if you say Zu is a Machvas, or Zu should be a Machashas, if you put it into the Kli, and you bring it as the other carbon, it would be a good carbon. Now the Shita Mekubetis over here, in Ois Tazvav, he says that Lafir Reb Shimon, Mekfiusa demana laf klumi, Pirish masha adam kaveya mono bepe inza kfias. If you speak out which kli you want to bring it into, inza kfias. If you say, I want to bring it into machvas, it's nachal, you could go ahead and switch and bring it into machashas. Because the kli is what's kaveya when the mincha is inside it. So the shita over here is mavor that even the fear of Shimon that holds kfiusa demano lav klumu, what a person is kaveya bepe is not chal, but in the kli itself it is chal. When it goes into the kli it is chal. And this is also mavor over here in the Rashba in the Asifa Zikenim, in the Chedush HaRashba, in the Devar Maskel Loi, he also says the same Chiddush that Lefi Reb Shimon, there is a Kvias that's Chal when you put it into a Kli. The Minchas Avram, he says that L'Choira, this should be Tali in the Machlekes, Rashi and the Rambam, in the Sugya later, on the Afkuf Beis. Afkuf Gimel. Because the Gemara over there says, Lefi Shitas Nerabbanon, and if you are Kaveya, it is Chal the Kvias. The Gemara says if you weren't Kaveya b'shas the neder, you didn't say b'shas the neder if it should be a machvas or macheshes. So you can't be Kaveya later b'shas afrasha. Only b'shas neder you can be Kaveya. The Lakute Halachas from the Chavetz Chaim over there says that the mashmoise Rashi in that sugya is that b'shas afrasha, where you can't be Kaveya, that's only b'shas afrasha, when you're setting aside the mincha, you can't be kaveh now bepeh that it should be a machvas. But bekli, Rashi's mashmo, it would be chal the kedusha. Because a kli works different, and kedusha's kli could be kaveh any time. As long as when it hits the kli, it's chal the kedusha kli. Masha'enken, the Lekutei Halacha says, the mashmois of the Rambam is that b'shas afrasha, it doesn't work a kvias at all, even to be kaveh bekli. So there's a machlekes Rashi and the Rambam in that sugya. If at a time when kedushas hapeh doesn't work, do we say that al kapanim kedushas kli could work? So Zakhtim Minchas Avram, that's the chayra, the same nidan in our sugya. In our sugya, we're in Shitas Reb Shimon, that Reb Shimon old kviusa the mana laf klumi, which means that if you're kaveya in your neder and you say I want to be machvas, it's not chal. So that's only bepet lefishitas Rashi that we find later on Kuf Gimel that kedushas kli works even at a time kedushas afrasha's pet doesn't work, kfiyas pet doesn't work. So the chayr over here also is like the Minchas Avram over here, like the shita and the Rashba saying that when you put it into the kli, even lefishitas Reb Shimon would be kaveya. But lefi the Rambam that we say that when you can be kaveya bepet, you cannot either be kaveya bekli. So the Chayra in our sugya also in Reb Shimon that holds you can't be kaveya bepet, which kli to bring it in, who then the kli itself wouldn't be kaveya. Now the Minchas Avram points out that the Chayra, the field understanding of the Shita, which we're saying is going with the same understanding as Rashi later on in Daf Kuf Gimel, that the kli could be kaveya, the Chayra, the kasha of the Gemara should come back. Because the Gemara was asking, maybe, really, it was a macheshes. And he brought it in a machvas. If alibo de Reb Shimon, it's shayich to be koveya b'machashas, if it went into the kli of a machashas, so maybe over here it was taka machashas because it went into the kli of a machashas, and then me'avru de ka'avar that he took it out and put it into the kli of the machvas. So in Reb Shimon also it should be chal shayich the svara of me'avru de ka'avar. To this, the Minchas Avram says we can answer pasha that. Just like we find in the Gemara, not every time we say me'avru d'ka'avar. Here also, we wouldn't say me'avru d'ka'avar to say that a person switched the kelim. That's already too far fetched to say that a person would do such a thing, be mekadosh in their machashas and then take it out and put it into the machvas to be mekadosh. So this kash is not so fair. But l'chera, what we have to understand here is l'fir the shita that kfiyas kli does work l'fir Reb Shimon. What is the chilek between kfiyas peh and kfiyas kli? If kfiyas peh doesn't work, what's pshat kfiyas kli does work? So the Tayers HaKodesh on that base, which we mentioned over there, he explains the chilek between peh and kli is that peh, it's not the pshat that it can be chal or kfiyas b'chal. What it means is that peh is not chal because a person, since they're so similar, a machvas and machashas is really one kedusha, so a person isn't makbid that it should be dafka machvas or dafka machashas. So even when he says machvas, he doesn't really mean to be makbid dafka machvas. But be'etzem and ishayich, even be'pet to be mechalik. So therefore, when you put in the kli and the kli is mekadeshit, so then it's not telling the person's das, the kli is automatically mekadeshit for a machvas or a machashas. Only be'pet, we say that the guy doesn't really mean when to be kaveya dafka for this inyan. Even if he says it, he doesn't really mean it. It could be, we could say a different svara, it still needs further iyan, but it could be that what's Mavor later, what the Milchas Avraham is bringing, this Machlekes Rashi and the Rambam and the Sugya later, it's Mavor that Kedushas Kli works different than Kedushas Peh. Even when Kedushas Peh, Kviyas Peh cannot work, Kviyas Kli is a different way of being Kaveya. And Kviyas Kli could be Kaveya, even at times Kviyas Peh can't be Kaveya. So over here also, Machvas and Macheshes are really one Kedusha. So that's why Bepeh, you can't be Kaveya if it's a Machvas or Macheshes, because it's really all one Kedusha, and Afrasha's Peh doesn't have that Koyach to be Kaveya exactly which way you're going to bring this carbon in the Machvas or Macheshes. But it could be a Kviyas Kli, which works different. There it could be that when it goes into this Kli, it's Chal a Kviyas on this Mincha to be brought through this type of Kli, in this type of Asiyah of a Machvas. Since we see that Kviyas Kli works different than Kviyas Peh, that could be that's the pshat, that since it's all one Kedusha, Kviyas Peh doesn't work. But for Kviyas Kli, which works different and can work even more, that can be Kaveya even to say which way to bring it, which Dine Asiyah to bring it. This needs further in, but Ulai we could explain that that's the Hezbro over here in the Shita, that Kedusha's Kli works and Kedusha's Peh doesn't work. And now let's go weiter. The Gemara over here is Mavor. Now, the fear of Shimon, it's never a Shaykh by Menachos to have a case of Machshava de Minkira. Now, we find a few kashas over here that L'chayra, by Menachos also, we should say Machshava de Minkira. The Rishash, in the beginning of Zvachim, on the Afbez Amid Beis, he brings the Rav over there. From the Mishnais, in the first Mishnah on Zvachim, the Rav over there is Mashma, that if you have a neder, you say a re'alai oila, and you're mechashiv shaloi l'shma, and you think l'shem on a dava, or a different oila, which you say a re'zu, the Rav is Mashma, that it's considered a shinei kodesh, and it'll be loy olu l'bailam l'shem chayva. Even from thinking from a neder to a dava, that would also be a shinei kodesh. Dr. Shash, L'chayra, from our Gemara, we could bring a Raya not like this. Because our Gemara says by Mincha, there's no case of Shinei Kodesh. L'chayra, because it's always Maaseh Mechichen, L'chayra, why don't we have a case of we have a Minchas Neder, where someone said a lie to bring a Mincha, and he thinks the same Minchas Nedava, the exact same Mincha, a Machvas for a Machvas, a Machashas for a Machashas, the exact same Mincha. Just instead of a neder, a nedava. So if that's a shinei kodesh l'chayra, here there's no ma'aseh mechichen, and Reb Shimon should agree that machshava passes. So from here, the Reb Shash proves that such a machshava neder l'shem nedava is not a shinei kodesh at all. It's going to be all of the bialim l'shem chayva. There's nothing wrong with such a machshava. Chayr shtakiraya. Ayn Shah and Shom in the Rishash, he also wants to prove his halacha from the Gemara in Zvachim Daf Zayin. Ayn Shom. Al-Kapanim, this is what the Rishash is taking out from Asugya. Now there's another thing, another Nekuda we could take out from Asugya. Now, L'chayra, there's another case we could find by Menachos where it's not Maaseh Mechichen. If you bring, together with all Karbanos, you bring a Minchas Nesachim. So L'chayra, if you have a Minchas Nesachim of a Shlomim, and you think the shame minchas nesachim of oila, it should be ma'aseh mechichen. It should be a psul of shinei kodesh, because over there is no ma'aseh mechichen, because they're both a minchas nesachim, and they both have the same dinim. So it's a shinei kodesh without a machshav de minkara. So if you look in the Chazanish, in the sefer Tshuvos Uksavim from the Chazanish and Simon Lamed Beis, he's going over there. They bring a goyis he had on the Sefer Nezah Kodesh. Over there, the Chazanish says that by Menachos, it's not different Kedushos. A Minchas Nesachim of a Oila or a Minchas Nesachim of a Shlomim is really all one Kedusha. The Oila and the Shlomim are just different Sibois, what's Mechayiv you to bring the Nesachim. But the Shem Minchas Nesachim is all one. So if you think from a Minchas Nesachim of a Oila to a Shlomim, or a shlamim to Eila, it's not a shinei kodesh at all. It's all within minchas nesachim. So these are two chidushim that we could take out from Asugya, that's mavor, that there's no case by Menachos that there's a machshava that's not minkira. Number one, The Rishash is chiddush that if you do a neder l'shem nedava, it's not considered a shina kodesh. And number two, the Chazanish is chiddush that by menachos nesachim, there's no chilek between which carbon it's coming for. Now the Gemara Baiter on Amid Beis brings down another teretz from Rava. Rava answers loy kasha kam bekoimetz mincha l'shem mincha kam bekoimetz mincha l'shem zevach. When you do a mincha l'shem zevach, over there it's going to be a problem of shinei kodesh, because only by menachos l'shem mincha there we have a gzeiras hakasav of zois toiras hamincha. By mincha l'shem zevach we don't have this gzeiras hakasav of zois toiras hamincha. So the chidushei Rashba over here, he asks the kasha, how's it shayach bechlal a machshava of a kmitza for a zevach? You've been koimetz a mincha l'shem zevach. I'm thinking when I'm doing kmitza, this should be a shlamim. In fact, the Rashba, there is no avoid of kmitza by a shlamim. How is it possible b'chlal to have a machshav of kmitza on a shlamim? So the Rashba gives two terutzim. His first terutz is that maybe over here we're talking about shinei bailim. We're not talking about shinei kodesh. Kmitza l'shem zevach means that if I am a chuyiv a mincha and I am koimetze l'shem a different bailim who's mechuyev a zevach, a shine bailim of zevach. Some I want this kmitza to work and be mechaper for that chiyev zevach that he has. So the avoida, I'm not saying that this avoida should be as if it's a shlamim, because that's not shayach. There is no kmitza by shlamim. What I want is I want the kmitza to work to be mechaper for the zevach that this guy is mechuyev to bring. So that could be what the Gemara is referring to. That's what the Rashba says in his first teretz. We should point out that this is not like Tosfos, because Tosfos over here, on the top Tosfos, he asks that L'chayro, why does Rava have to answer Kam bekoimetz zevach l'shem mincha l'shem mincha Kam bekoimetz mincha l'shem zevach L'chayro, if the whole reason why Reb Shimon is matter is because of the drasha of Zois Teretz HaMincha, L'chayro, we can answer the same teretz that we answered until now. Kam b'shinei kodesh, Kam b'shinei bailim. That by Shina Kodesh we have the Gzeres HaKasav of Zois Teres HaMincha, and therefore it's Kasher. Mashen came by Shina Bailim, we don't have this Pasuk of Zois Teres HaMincha, because that's only by different Menachas, they're all one type, one Indian. But by Shina Bailim, what Pasal? Why did Rav have to give another Teres over here, another Nusach over here, of Kamashina Kremitz Mincha L'Shem Zevach? This is what Taisus asks. Taisus answers, Enechanami, he could have said it. Just he wants to tell you a chiddush, even koymetz mincha l'shem zevach, or he held the mashmois that we're talking about shina kodesh. But al-kapanim, Tosfos is mevor, not like the Rashba, and he's learning our Gemara is taka min shina kodesh. So this is one. This is the first teretz of the Rashba, that our sikh is handling shina bailim. The Rashba gives the second teretz that really we could say it's talking about shina kodesh, that I'm shechting a mincha l'shem ashlamim. But Zakhtar Ashba, it doesn't mean kepshutoi on mincha l'shem shlamim, because like he asked, it's not shayach avoidas kemitza on a shlamim. What the Gemara means is shina kodesh is that I want this kemitza to work for my chiyav shlamim. Not a shina bailim for someone else. For me, myself, the ritzoi that I need for my shlamim, this klemetz should give me that ritzoi. So the shina kodesh, because it was talking about the same bailim, and you're being mishana the kodesh from the ritzoy of a mincha, instead I want it to be the ritzoy of a shlamim. So this is a chiddush that the Rashba is saying. Shina kodesh kipshutoy means you're shechting a shlamim l'shem oila. You want this carbon to be oila. Or you're doing a mincha l'shem zevach. You want this mincha to be a zevach. The Rashba is saying it doesn't have to be mamish l'shem that second carbon. It's enough that I'm doing my avodah now for a ritzoy of the second carbon. I'm shechting a oila to get the ritzoy of a shlamim. Well, here also, I'm doing kmitza to give you the ritzoy of a shlamim. So that, Dr. Ashba, that would be able to apply by shlamim also. I'm doing a kmitza, even though shlamim itself doesn't have the avodah kmitza, but I want this kmitza to give me the ritzoy that a shlamim usually gives. So these are the two teretzim of the Rashba. Either we're talking about Shina Bailim, or we're talking about Shina Kodesh, but not like a Pasha Shina Kodesh, or the Shina Kodesh of which Ritzoy you're going to get. Chazanish and Negoyim, in Simon Yud Beis, Oysia Dalit, he, Derech Agav over there, he bavarns this kasha of the Rashba. And he says, we can answer Pasha, when you do Kaimitz Hashem Zevach, even though a Zevach doesn't have a Kemitza, but since the Dalet Avoidos of a Mincha are connected the Dalet Avoidos of a Zevach, so Kemitza is like a Shchita, and it makes it Shaykh to make a Zevach Shavah of Kemitza for a Zevach, because it's really a Shchita, it's all in the same Avoidah. There's Dalet Avoidos in a Karban, there's Dalet Avoidos that are connected those Dalet in a Mincha. So the Kemitza is connected Shchita, so it all really has the same Din Avoidah. So this is how the Chazanish answered the Kasha. Now the Gemara is Mazbe over here in Chitas Rava. Now Rava argues on Rabba. And Rava over here holds that when it's a Machshava, the Loy Minkira, which means a Machshava that's Sheker, is more of a Svara to Pasol. Rabba held that a Machshava, the Minkira, that you're saying Sheker, doesn't Pasol. Rava saying, and the Gemara later in Rav Ashi's Teretz also, he holds like this, that a Machshava, the Minkira, that you're saying Sheker, is more of a Svara to Pasol. And Rashi says, what's the Svara? Rashi says, because Shema Yoimru Mutal Shanis Bekabonis. If it's Muchach that you're Meshaker, everyone sees clear that you're saying you're being Meshane. So then, if we say that it's Kosher, people are going to say it's Mutal Shanis Bekachim. So therefore, it's more Mestavra that the Torah Aser Bekai Gavna. This is a Chiddush. Rashi is telling us that in a Svara deraisa, in the deraisa de Svara, it's more mistavra than a machshava that's muchach than a sheker, is more of a Svara to pasul because of a Svara of gzera. It's interesting. We find like a gzera in Svara's deraisa that because shama yoimru that it's mutal shanit bekachin, that's a Svara why the Torah would pasul the karban. This is a chiddush, interesting chiddush in Rashi. The Karanera asks, we find Behemshach HaGemara in a case where you're Meshana your Machshava, where you think Chatas Chelev, L'shem Chatas Dam, Rava holds that it's Kasher, because they're all L'shem Chatas. And even though Avada, it's Aser to be Mechashiv from one Chatas Chelev to Chatas Dam, it's Aser. Rava holds that it doesn't pass all the Kavon B'di'evet. So even though it's Aser L'shanis, Afa Pikein, it's kosher. And we don't say that if we're machshav the karbon, people are going to say, Shamayoymu mutal shanais bekachim. Zog the Karen Eira. And the Chayyar even more. Why did Rashi have to say this chiddush? That the reason why machshav the minkiro, that you're saying sheker is more of a svarat the pasul, is because of a gzeira. The Chayyar, we could say more pashat. That a machshava that's muchach sheker is a more chamer dik a machshava, and the machshava is worse of a machshava that could pasul more. Why didn't Rashi say a simple svara? This lechayy would be the pashav shad in the Gemara that a machshava that's muchach sheker is it's a klar machshava that's wrong. That machshava is stronger to pasul. This is what the Karen Eira points out. And the Gemara Mehemshach says, brings the Gemara memory of Rava that says Chatos Chelev Shashachlo Shem Chatos Dam Shem Chatos Avoid Zuchavim Kshira Shem Chatos Nozo Shem Chatos Mitzayra Psula Dhani Oilois Bahadayu Ninu. Our Gersa is Oilois Bahadayu Ninu. Now Rashi explains this Gersa Oilois Bahadayu. Rashi says Ve'ikol Emeimar the Shem Oilas Nozer Shachat. Even though there's a Chatos Nozer, but since there's an Oila together with it, Ikol Emeimar the Shem Oilas Nozer Shachat. So therefore, it's like a gzeira that because of the oiles badayu, therefore we said it's pasul. Karen Eira says that mamish eshtake kasha that the Gemara in Zvachim, the same Gemara, is muchach klar, not like this pshat and Rashi, because the Gemara over there says applies this same memor of Rava legabishine bailim that if you mechashiv legabe someone is mechuy v'chatas nazir. Over there, it's going to be kshera because the klal is by shine bailam. You have to have someone who's mechuyev kapara kamaisai, and someone who's mechayev chatas nazir is not considered mechuyev kapara kamaisai because the chiyev chatas hani oilis nenu. Now, if you learn like this pshat and Rashi, oilis badayu means because we're afraid maybe your mechasev klapi that oila. L'chayr over there, we're saying the kula that when the shine bailam doesn't passel, there we wouldn't be able to say because you bring oilis together with it, that should make a kula and shouldn't passel. So l'chayr it's muchach from that gemara like the next part in Rashi, that Oilois Ninu means that the Chatas Gufa has a din Oila because it's like an Oila that's not Mechaper. There's Mamish Shtaga Kasha. I didn't find the terrace to this Kasha. Now, one last Nakuda, the Karnero over here is Medayik. The Gemara says, Rav Acha Breid the Rava, Masanile Lakula Lapsula. He argues on Rava and he holds everything's possible. Even Chatas Chel of Hashem Chatas Dam is possible. Why? Because Veshachat Oisal Lachatos, Hashem Oisal Chatos. Kehunera says, it's mashma here that dafka by chatos, where we have exeris lakosav, oysa lachatos, l'shem oysa chatos, only over there, it's going to be possible. But, l'mashal by asham, with this five types of ashamais, asham vadais, asham milois, asham zelois, so over there, if you're machasha from one asham to another, l'chayra, there we don't have any pasuk, so there it shouldn't be considered a shina kodesh b'chlal, and it should be allu l'bailim l'shem choyva. Only by Chatas we have a Makar, but Asham where there is no Makar, it's not considered a Shina Bechlal. This is similar to what we quoted earlier from the Rishash in Zvachim that Bezom and Bez, the Gabe being Mechashiv on Oilas Neder, the Shem Oilas Nedova. The Rishash proved that that's not considered a Shina Kodesh. Here the Karaner is saying that when you have an Asham Gzelois, the Shem Asham Elois, or any of the Ashamais within each other, that would not be considered a Shina Kodesh Bechlal. And only by Chatos, there's a special pasuk that that's a Shina Kodesh, and therefore it passes.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Maariv Mekayimus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.